Hi there. It is Monday, April 19th, and that means two things. I sincerely hope you are enjoying a blessed Ramadan, and it is time for the lighting industry news brief brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their XFit outdoor fixtures. These are available in 5 wattages, a bunch of mounting options, color select technology built right in, and photo cells right on board. Super easy installs, super easy all around. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description, if you please. And into the news, the DOE is anticipating that SSL will continue to be relevant in energy savings, not just for being solid-state lighting, but because solid-state lighting will be getting better as we go forward. Seoul Semiconductor is now the 3rd best-selling LED maker by revenue. That's almost $900 million last year, putting him just behind Osram. Leviton and the Electrical Training Alliance will begin a 5-year partnership on funding training kits and instruction. Kendall has acquired Rumsey. These are electrical distributors. It's a great merger deal. Details not fully disclosed. Energy Focus has partnered with Batteries Plus Bulbs on a national distribution deal. Premise is the first Canadian company to have their warranties approved by the NLB as part of their trusted warranty program. Speaking of, Keystone also approved under that program. That was announced on LinkedIn. Copper costs almost twice as much as it did last year. Anticipate price increases because of that. Terron Light has been sold to a PE firm for undisclosed reasons. The buyer is Roebling Capital. IES has opened their submissions on their progress report. You can submit by the deadline that is May 21st. Huajing will be expanding their UVC offerings. They're Taiwanese. They're planning on growing that point of their portfolio by 10%. Delos Canada is entering the human-centric lighting market. They're a new company. Retrolux has partnered with Light Efficient Design. Their contractor catalog is now available on the app. Get a Grip on Lighting, episode 183, features Craig Fox and Wendy Kaplan on Leducation. EnergyWare has rebranded and relogoed. They're Florida-based. They make lighting, they do solar, they do HVAC, and they have a new look. The HUD has allocated $13 million in funds for public housing, specifically related to security, which includes outdoor lighting. Green Star LED of Texas, well, their assets are set to be auctioned by their landlord as part of their foreclosure. That'll go through on the 27th. Evco Plastics has bought a plant in Georgia. They make parts for commercial and medical lighting fixtures. Energy Star has announced all their partner awards related to a number of industries, including lighting. CU Boulder is expanding the Rocky Mountain Lighting Academy to include a certificate program. PicoSun is introducing they have not introduced anything, but they've increased efficiency in LED and OLED production. Their finish and a bunch of their lines are now twice as effective on throughput. LED Tech is aiming for more UVC as well. They're a packaging service, and they want to expand their disinfection product offerings by about 10%. The U.S. ITC is probing LED imports for patent infringement. More details to come. You have a webinar on the 28th for the DLC's Luna program. This is related to Dark Sky products. That's going through again, April 28th. Catching up with the IAS, you can watch the video on demand version of a design roundtable from the Talk Initiative, or you can schedule right now for the 20th of May and get to know the lighting library, the newer, shinier, better version of their standards handbook. In rep agencies, Panasonic has partnered with Interlight in BC. And in market predictions, industrial lighting market will grow by 6% over the next 4 years. Lighting as a service will grow to 6 billion over the next six. Human-centric lighting is set to expand a great deal. Vertical farming will reach 21 billion in value by 2028. Lighting controllers market will grow by, well, 17.5% over the next 4 years. And smart homes will grow as a marketplace by 28% over the next five. In recommended reading, Randy Reed is apologizing for Neil Ash's pay. Some of it is that it's, you know, just dependent on certain progress benchmarks. And some of it is just that, well, 21 million isn't all that much. But it's worth noting that if you're concerned about power consumption, the more people earn, the more carbon they emit. The top 1% actually emits more carbon than the bottom 50% combined. Just as an aside, Matt Payette talks about controls narratives, and we can talk about how to design solar lighting installations, because that's going to get a little more relevant as we go. DALL-E has issued specifications on wireless gateway. This is a new standard for non-wired devices. The LCA has published a new network lighting course from C. Webster Marsh. SensorWorks has joined the LCA. And as a security reminder, a whole casino got hacked because no one put a firewall on the IoT aquarium controls. Sun Kim, Qualcomm, and Infinite will collaborate on smart cities in Vietnam. In R&D, we learn that daylighting in schools is, well, the correct answer isn't necessarily more. It's more about control. It's not about total amounts. This is a St. Antoine Medical School report. Signify's lighting system claims that they can grow bigger fish on fish farms. We'll see if that holds true for anything other than tilapia. And the Navy spent the past few years fighting circadian rhythms. What can you learn from that loss? In horticultural news, LED system has in Grove, New York, not New York, Nevada, has grown a record yield in cannabis. Current has partnered with Wageningen University on greenhouse lighting. That's a new project. In Dark Sky News, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, is pondering dark sky compliance. Tucson and Pima County will be updating their lighting ordinances. Sarasota County, Florida, will be going dark for turtle nesting. And you can read the DLC's draft on dark sky policy right now. V1 of the Luna standard is open for comment. In local news, Chicago has approved a new streetlight project. Cleveland has planned $25 million in outdoor lighting upgrades. Santa Fe is converting 2,000 streetlights. Manhasset will also be turning on new streetlights. India is expanding roadway lighting for elephant safety, and Green Ignite is opening a location in Rome, New York. In weirdness, IKEA is releasing an Allen key themed flashlight. You can buy that right now, and you can buy a green lamp from LA for your headaches. This narrow band of light should help you with migraines. In People News, Lamps Plus has named Clark Lindstone as president. Creston is naming Elizabeth Spikes as national design manager. Dr. Robert Redfield is now an advisor at Big Ass Fans. They also make UVC disinfection systems. Rosendin has promoted Peter Harbman to corporate scheduling manager. And Wendy Buchholz is at Turtle and Hughes as VP of sales. Thank you very much for listening. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Nailed. Get associated, get educated. I've been Scott Walker. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your week. See ya. Waiting, hesitating, creates old men full of sadness. And I'd rather be broken.
quench this abandoned soul. Put on back coat, walk through the cold, and polluted streets, that leads to our show.
Second class.